Charles I was collecting, in a sense, to self-aggrandise and to make a statement about himself, whereas George III was collecting because he thought that's what a king should do, because he loved art?
Yes, I mean, he would never have commissioned an image of himself as flamboyant and theatrical as this. I think in selecting this painting to hang at Buckingham House, he would have been thinking much more in terms of the reputation of Van Dyck as the kind of founding father of English painting and as the supreme exponent of elegance.
George III saw it as part of his royal duty to promote the arts. And in 1768, he founded the Royal Academy to encourage the work of British artists.